Karen Lyle with Sailsport Talk and a sailing science spotlight. It's easy to see how a boat sails downwind. The wind pushes on a sail that's kept almost flat, and the boat zips along with the wind behind it. But how does a boat sail into the wind? The secret is air pressure. When a sail is angled into the wind, it curves. Some of the air streams along the inside of the sail, called the windward side, and some of the air streams along the curved outside of the sail, called the leeward side. The air traveling along the leeward side, remember that is the outside of the sail, has a longer way to go than the air on the windward side, the inside of the sail. So the wind on the leeward side has to go faster than the air on the windward side, and the air gets thinned out because it's going faster. When the air gets thinned out like that, the air pressure is higher on the inside, and that makes it a force that pushes the boat a little bit forward, but mostly sideways. If that were the whole story, a sailboat would keep slipping sideways and never get anywhere. But boats have rudders and either a keel or centerboard which extends straight down underneath the boat, and this makes it resist the slipping sideways. The result is that a boat is given a thrust by the wind that is more forward than sideways, kind of like when you push down on a watermelon seed and it shoots forward across the table. You can figure out how a sail works by putting your hand outside the window of a moving car. When you hold your palm open and flat to the wind, your hand will be forced back. This is how a sailboat moves forward when the wind is directly behind the boat and the sail is fully let out. Now, turn the side of your hand toward the front of the car and cup your fingers. As you try out different angles of approach to the wind, you will feel more or less pressure on the palm and back of your hand. That's how changes in the fullness of a sail can change the degree of forward motion created. But you can't sail directly into the wind. That is called the no-go zone, because you don't go anywhere. The sail works best on your typical sailboat when it is at an angle of 45 degrees or so. This is Karen Lyle with Sailsport Talk, and this has been a Sailing Science Spotlight, giving a shout-out to the Physics Department of the University of California, Berkeley.
Thank you for that, Chris Cross. Applesauce, welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. And it is 9:40 on a Tuesday, and we check in with Karen Lyle, who co-hosts this segment with me from sailsporttalk.com. How you doing, Karen?
I am doing fantastic. We had a little bit of fog out here in the San Francisco Bay, and while I was out in foggy Berkeley, I met our current guest, and really delighted to bring him and his wife on the show, because they have made the dream come true of just going out and spending their retirement on a sailboat sailing around the world. So
let's bring in our guests, Tom Pryor and Diane Wilcock. Ladies first, Diane, living on a boat sounds great, but there are some privations. How is it going for you guys so far?
Oh, it's been great. Thanks. Yeah, we've been living on the boat full time for 6 years now, and make it home. Right?
Is Diane there?
I can hear her. But
it sounds like you're on a speakerphone in a gym.
Yeah, on a speakerphone in a car.
I can barely hear you, Diane.
Yeah, I probably don't use the speakerphone, just the phone.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Oh, my goodness. Now we can hear you. So, what is boat-like life?
It's great. I was just saying, you know, we've been living on the boat full-time for about 6 years now, and it's our home. So, we've made it home. We've got rid of a lot of stuff. We just have the stuff we need, and we make it work.
So, Diane, it was a pleasure meeting you the other day over at in Berkeley, and you and your husband, Tom, have been in Australia during the pandemic. And actually, I wanted to give a little background about Tom. Tom, you taught at OCSC, which is the sailing school that was in Berkeley for many years until the pandemic closed it down, and Inspire Sailing and Sailing Portal took over the mantle there. But you left before that to go to Australia and thought that was a 3-month trip. What ended up happening when the pandemic broke out?
Yeah, Karen. It was before that Diane and I decided that the time was right. We found the right boat we wanted. Unfortunately, she was in New Zealand. So we, after a couple of years of me picking up the boat and sailing it around the South Pacific with a couple of friends, we decided to make it full-time and go live on the boat and go to all these amazing places in the South Pacific that we all dream about, in Tonga and Fiji and New Caledonia. So we did that. And every cyclone season, we would return out of the cyclone area, so that particular area of latitude. And normally, we would return to New Zealand. And that became a home from home for a few years. But one year, this would be 2019, we decided to go to Australia. We had both visited Australia previously and had traveled across the land. It's an amazing country, a vast landscape with amazing history and people. And it's something we thought, well, let's sail to Australia and then make our way around Australia slowly. But the first point was a 3-month visit. Well, as we know, and you know, history will show it, the 3 months got mixed up with the pandemic timing, and with the lockdown of all the international borders and then the internal borders, we were effectively stuck in Australia, and that really was it. It was we call ourselves accidental Australians, having now spent 3 years, our 3-month visit turned into 3 years.
Yeah, there were a lot of prisoners in the 1800s that found themselves as accidental Australians, too.
Yeah, I thought that might come out. Now, on this occasion, we weren't sent to Australia, but it has been an amazing experience, and we have a lot of regard. We've made great friends. We've done some great sailing around effectively the northeast coast of what is a vast country, and amazing waters, and just great learning. Everywhere we sail, every single day it's different, and it's learning. And the waters, the East Australian coastline, is beautiful, from the Barrier Reef up to the very north of the tropics and all the way down the East Coast. So we count ourselves very lucky to have actually done that.
Tom, you also had an opportunity to sail as a relief skipper in the Clipper Around the World race, and Sir Robin Knox Johnson is one of our favorites here on the show, and we so enjoy having him and also other captains. Can you tell us, this was in 2010, and it was going from San Francisco to Panama. Can you tell us a little bit about how you ended up doing that journey and what it was like for you?
Yes, certainly. I mean, I was really just a step on. A very good friend of mine was one of the round-the-world skippers on another boat. He had come into San Francisco with the fleet in 2010, and they had a problem because at about the same time, there was a couple of injuries on the crossing. I think it would have been from Japan to San Francisco. And at the same time, there was an Icelandic volcano, if I remember rightly, that was spewing ash all over the normal Atlantic flight path routes from Europe or the UK. So the designated skipper couldn't actually make the flight in time for the departure of the boat from San Francisco. So as with any big organization, you know, the timing had to carry on. I knew that other boat skipper, and he asked me if I was available, as I had local knowledge, and I sailed regularly, and he knew me, if I could step on and basically assist whoever they could get in to arrive late notice. And that was really all I did, Karen. It was an amazing experience. I think it was 18 or 19 crew on a 68-foot racing machine. Most of the crew had already been on board the vessel or been on board the boat for previous legs. Others may have joined. And really, it was a classic team building and team environment two watches, very little privacy, but great boats and a great experience. And again, I learned a whole lot on that occasion too. And getting down to Panama was a highlight. Going through the Panama Canal and ending up in Shelter Bay on the effectively the Caribbean side of the Panama Canal.
A couple more questions here for Tom Pryor and Diane Wilcock. Diane, any moments of peril as you two have sailed along all these years?
One that I recall specifically, we fell into a mesocyclone, which was, we kind of saw it coming, but couldn't really get out of the way, and the boat just accelerated to, 15 knots in about 30 seconds. That was interesting. Tom was on the helm and steered us through it, but yeah, that was, I think, the most perilous, I would say, that I recollect.
Yeah, if I can come in there, Rick. We'd used, on certain passages, weather routers, and these are guys based on shore who are experts on the meteorological situation. And in certain passages, especially around the New Zealand, and it can be pretty difficult and complex conditions at certain times of year. And on this occasion, everything was good, but as Diane said, there was this MISO, which is effectively like it felt like a cross between a tornado and a strong wind, and it just took us along for about 3 hours with rapid acceleration. But our boat is strong, and we dealt with it.
Well, that sounds like a precursor to America's Cup speeds.
Yeah, well, we sail fast, and we have a great American designer speed Dashu. We have a Dashu boat, the Deerfoot. We have the only custom 50 of the design, and they sail fast. And providing we do the right things at the right time, and God willing, we make it through. We've not had any terrible situations, but like every time out on the water, we take the precautions. But there are times things are thrown at us, and we deal with it.
You know, I also think about the lawlessness of the seas, and you could come into an island and there could be one other boat there with some dodgy people on it. So are you heavily armed on the boat?
No, never. And when you started saying about the lawlessness of the seas, my thought was entirely about the relentless and unforgiving nature of the seas themselves, never about the people. We've never had a bad encounter in any harbor around the world or any natural harbor or anchorage or marina. In fact, it's the other way around. We've always had great experiences. I can recall sailing in a storm on another boat into a little harbor in trying to seek shelter on one of the Iberian islands. I think it was Menorca. And it was a terrible storm, and we found this little harbor. This was years ago, taking a boat from Turkey back to San Francisco, a friend's boat. And in fact, it was so stormy, we sailed into the harbor, and other boats around, other people came out and were trying to help us, assist us as to where we were going to put the anchor down, but there were moorings around. So it's always the other way around, we've always found. I'm sure there are places where that can happen. But in terms of the island, it's never been. These are some of the friendliest places on earth, and people have always been super good. We're lucky.
Karen, we have time for one more question.
Well, I've definitely discovered that friendly cruiser attitude, because people who are sailing around the world see each other and reach out a helping hand and talk about what's good for, what are the good tips and so forth. So what's your next plan? Where are you? You're going to go back to Australia and pick up your boat soon?
Yeah, I mean, that's the plan. This is our first trip away. We're going to go back to the UK and see family. We're catching up with people here in the US and trying to figure out about restarting our lives again here. But the idea is to go back and get the boat and then make best plans for either another lap around the South Pacific or sailing west and we'll take it from there. But there's all sorts of ideas in mind. We haven't finished sailing yet. It's been a great experience, and it's what's next.
Great stuff and great stories from our guests, Tom Pryor and Diane Wilcock. Thanks for coming on, you two.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thanks.
And,
thank you so much.
And Karen, is that your dream to retire on a boat, or not so much?
You know, I like both. I think that I don't mind flying upwind and sailing downwind on different legs of journeys, but probably not going to circumnavigate, I don't think.
Sounds good. And thanks for coming on again. Of course, Karen Lyle from SailSportsTalk.com. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay. We'll talk to you Tuesday.